Foreign Office spokesperson Shafkat Ali Khan said Pakistan and its armed forces are fully prepared to defend the nation's sovereignty, borders, and citizens, during a weekly briefing on Thursday. "We reject in strongest terms India's unilateral suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty," Shafkat Ali Khan said, calling water a matter of life and death for Pakistan. The 1960 treaty, brokered by the World Bank, regulates water distribution between the two countries. Shafkat Ali Khan added that Pakistan reserves the right to suspend all bilateral agreements with India, including the Simla Accord, due to New Delhi's irresponsible behavior. The warning follows a National Security Council meeting where Islamabad strongly condemned Indian threats and accused India of violating international law through extrajudicial killings and support for terrorism abroad. Pakistan has also suspended all movement through the Wagah border, allowing only returnees to cross until April 30. Visas issued under the SARC scheme to Indian citizens have been cancelled, with the exception of Sikh pilgrims. Further measures include declaring Indian defense and diplomatic advisors persona non grata, ordering them to leave Pakistan by April 30. Pakistan has also limited Indian High Commission staff to 30 and suspended airspace access for Indian carriers. Trade with India, including third-party trade, has been suspended. Shafkat Ali Khan also confirmed recent high-level diplomatic engagements, including Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's visit to Turkey and meetings with UAE and Rwandan officials.